Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Well, welcome, everybody. This is Jory and the Coffee Psychic, your host for tonight's show, Your Psychic Connection, right here at Blog Talk Radio. You know, it's the tonight's topic is the veil of forgetfulness. And, you know, what is the veil of forgetfulness? It's a state of consciousness that's actually, it's like a veil put over your consciousness, rather. So you just can't remember anything. And because the bottom line is, if when we're here having these lessons, and how many times do we go through questioning, why do we have to go through this? You know, life is so tough. If you stop and realize the fact that we are all these amazing, powerful souls that have come down to Earth, the planet Earth, this is the school for us to have these lessons. If we're coming down here as these most powerful spirits, then why don't we already know everything? You know, everyone's on a on their soul's journey toward perfection, and we do know a great deal of just about everything there is to know. But because we're on these journeys and these lessons, there are different levels that we go through. And the reason that we have the veil of forgetfulness is so we so we can have these lessons, learn them, and then move on. I have something here that I've taken off the internet here, and I'm just going to read this to you. This person said, I've discovered many new and pure souls who are coming to the earth at the present time with a different agenda from those who have been trapped on the karmic wheel of for countless lifetimes. You know, they say the planet is very, very attractive. It's very seducing. You know, and people really do get caught up in this karmic wheel. It says, for these new souls, because they have no accumulated karma, they are free to pursue their real mission. So I don't know, you know, many of you guys have probably had several psychic readings and stuff. And I don't know if you've had somebody that says to you, especially when you're under stress, you know, and you're being confronted with something, remember who you are. Because who you are as a spiritual being is not this person that's in this lifetime right now being confronted and having such a horrible time. And if you can get grounded and see past the ego state and what you're being confronted with and really get into your true spiritual being, I'm telling you, that really opens things up for you in a very big way. And we don't look at things as being as serious as they are. This person continues to write, the main problem is the forgetting or amnesia process that affects the souls when they come to Earth. They have said that ours is the only planet in the universe that forgets their connection with God, and that we have to stumble through life with blinders on until we discover it again. The other civilizations remember their connection and their contracts and plans. And for many of you guys, you know that we all come down here and we have certain contracts that we're here working on. They greatly admire us for taking on this challenge of forgetting and thinking that we are all alone and that we have to rediscover it all over again on our own. So the veil of forgetfulness, very significant thing. You know, we're all confronted, I don't care who you are, with things at a different time in our lives. And some of us have had some very, very heavy things, as you all know. So, again, really getting regrounded, getting your connection with God, remember who you are, really significant stuff, you guys. And if you have any other comments, please comment, you know, share your stories. For all of you guys that are calling in for a psychic question, please ask one question, and I will look into my coffee. I also have some cards tonight that I'm going to pull up for you guys. So we are going to get started with welcoming you guys to the show. So hello, caller. Who is this and what's on your mind?
So this is Kimberly from Georgia. And what's on my mind? Hi.
Go ahead, honey.
Yeah, what I was asking was what's on my mind is transitioning career. I want to transition out of the classroom into something else.
Okay. You're a teacher right now?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. All right. So let me say this to you. Do I see you transitioning out of this? You bet I do. Do I see you getting something very lucrative? Oh, 100%. Now, it feels like this is going to be within a 2 to 3 year period before this is completely, fully completed, okay? And
okay.
You have got a great head on your shoulders, ma'am.
Although
I know you're very good at brainstorming. It kind of looks to me, Kimberly, when I'm in your presence, when I feel your energy, it feels like, yes, you can have your own company, but it also feels like for a time you're supposed to be working for someone else as well. So keep that in mind. Are you leaving? 100% you'll be leaving the classroom and you will be moving on to something new. That's very exciting. Good for you. Okay. And again, feel comfortable. You guys, we've got a lot of callers tonight. I'm going to try to get to everybody. And that's what I want to say. I'm going to try to get to everybody here, you guys. So give me feedback. Please give me a call. Sometimes 2 or 3 years, it might seem like a long time, but remember, it takes time for us to move into, you know, you've got to create it, you've got to bring it into manifestation, you know, and then you start taking action on making these things happen in this time-space continuum here. All right, so let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Greetings. This is David. I'm in Palm Springs, California.
Welcome, David. And what is on your mind?
Well, based on your subject, it's very interesting because my experience of my early childhood was that I actually knew that I wasn't from here and that I didn't feel like I belonged, and I felt like my parents and the social structure did everything possible to knock that out of me, knock my truth out of me.
Yeah, you bet, because it's scary to them, right?
Well, looking back, yes. I mean, I wasn't able to process that, but yeah, I think it was. I think, obviously, we're living in a time where anyone who's different is scary, and yes, I probably was very different, and they didn't know how to process it.
Yeah, yeah. And because also for them, you stop and think about the new age, so to speak, that we've been in. A lot of people are looking at that like the work of the devil or, you know, something like that. And so it was very scary for people, David. And yet you came in as a pure soul and you knew that this is who you are. And have you gotten back to that, though? Have you gotten back to knowing that you are from a different place?
I have. I don't think I ever completely lost it. I mean, I had a big career in New York, and I walked away from it in 29 to go sit on a beach and meditate. I mean, I've always been aware that I wasn't here to get ahead in this world, that I accepted that I might have some karma to burn off, but I also kind of just felt like I was on a spiritual mission and trying to be as true to that as possible, even when it wasn't clear.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. That's perfect. And, you know, there are some things, you know, it's how can I say this? I can tell you in my heart of hearts that I know that my soul also comes from Orion's belt. So we have all these different things that our soul just knows. And when you know that, you just go like, okay. And plus, how many times does our soul reincarnate, not just on the planet Earth, but what other galaxies and different places do we reincarnate on, get all this information and these life lessons, and we come back? I mean, it's just really fascinating, and there's so much more, so much more. So,
right.
David, are
you
doing any spiritual work right now for yourself?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a meditation room, and I spend hours every day in meditation, and I have like crystals from all over the world, I'm a pretty zen guy. I'm somehow I was provided with enough money so I don't have to work, and I'm kind of detached from most of the craziness in the world, and I generally don't watch TV, but it's kind of compelling these days.
I want to tell you about the Archangel Michael that works with you all the time. I'm seeing Archangel Michael with you. And the other thing, if you're not doing astral projection work, it might be greatly beneficial if you're not already doing that to do that.
Well, it's interesting because I was very interested in that. I was doing some of that in my 20s, but it just kind of shut down. And I was told that there was concern from the other side, from the spirit side, that I was going to get far enough away and just never come back.
That could happen. That could happen. But that could happen. You can go like, man, I'm out of here. I'm having such a good time on
exactly.
the other side. There are some practices
exactly.
that when people astral project, it's like they can't tell the difference between what is the waking reality versus the, you know, the dream state reality that they're out playing in. So, yes, people can get lost and get, you know, take off. So I hear you. Now, let me ask you, did you have a quick question that you wanted to ask me tonight?
I did. So I was part of the craziness of my childhood was I wasn't actually given my correct birthday. And I've done a lot of work and psychic work and meditation and numerology. And I've settled on a date that I'm pretty sure I was born. And there's a lot of evidence pointing to that. And it's several weeks away from the date I was given. I was never given a birth certificate, and the hospital that my parents claim I was born in has no record of me. And I mean, it's lunacy. I actually think I was born in a mental institution. My mom was institutionalized on and off while I was a child. Anyway, my question is, have I found the right date?
Can you give me the date?
Yeah, I'm looking at July 17th, 1963.
Okay. It's close.
Okay.
I don't know if it's exact, but it's close. And the other thing I want to say to you, and I'm going to go shortly after this, I think you're supposed to be calling in the chiefs of the Indian nation in your meditations and have sit down and have some counsel with them. Okay?
That I will do for sure. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. Take care. God bless you.
All right.
All right. Be well. Thanks for listening, David. Good luck. Bye. Bye-bye now. How great is that, you guys? I mean, what an amazing story. And again, how many of you guys, when you were little, knew, it's like, I don't belong here. I don't belong here. You know, like you come in with this memory, like the veil of consciousness. You don't even have that. You're like, well, what am I doing here? Perfect. All right, let's see who's next online.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Carla. I'm calling from Florida.
Hey, Carla. What's on your mind?
I have a question. I closed down my office. I'm a massage therapist. I do healing work. I closed down my office a week before the pandemic, not knowing the pandemic, but I got out of a bad lease. But still, I cannot find another office yet. And I know one's coming up, but do you see
one? It's not time right now, ma'am.
Pardon me?
It's not time right now.
Okay.
You can actually feel it. For you, it's just not time right now. And it kind of feels like, hang on a second, let me see what's going on here. This is for Carla, she's in Florida. Okay, so what I'm hearing is this. I'm hearing probably around a two, and I'm looking at April here, okay?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing April around here, and but it does, what I'm hearing around you is the possibility of possibly needing some loans or something like that, like some of the loans that are going out there for business owners. And you want to make sure that when you find this office, Carla, please make sure you're in another area very close to other people that are doing massage and psychic stuff or, you know, the tarot shops. Any place where they can refer you and suggest your business. You might even want to get, now here's the other thing that's coming here. It looks like there might be a center that does all of these different things, has the, you know, the Reiki healing classes going on, things like that. You may end up having that you're also going to either create for yourself or be with somebody else until you get your own independent office again. Please don't lose hope. I mean, it's coming. But the spirits were just showing me right now, it's like not time right now. So you don't get caught up in a bad lease or something else that goes on and things just collapse around you. Yes, ma'am, that's what I'm hearing for you. Okay, all right. And good luck with that. Okay, let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Elizabeth. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hey, Elizabeth. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I don't even know where to start. My partner passed away in February, and we were caring for a dog named Cookie who also passed away. So I'm wondering if they have messages of the other, or if the angels have messages.
Okay.
Any messages from the other side would be great. Thank you.
Okay, and I really hear, I'm hearing the name Cookie. So don't you feel this animal around you all the time?
No, I have a teddy bear that I pretend is her. I hug it and I call it my Cookie.
Ah, that is so cute. I feel your animal still coming around you. So if you sometimes are walking through the house and you suddenly get a glimpse out of the corner of your eye, go to look, nothing's there. I mean, I know my dead dogs have shown up. And I'm suspecting that your animal that's crossed over will show up and present herself to you. And then what's your partner's name?
John. Yes.
Okay.
I know he'll pop right in.
I'm going to tell you something. I get such a great energy from John, and I get how much he really loved you, ma'am. And and I don't know if did he really find all the paranormal stuff and the psychic stuff and angels very fascinating and stuff.
No, he said I was the one that was into all the woo woo. He was a businessman.
Well, I'll tell you what, the way he's looking at me right now, he's saying this stuff's cool. I swear to God, I would not make that up because I've talked with a lot of dead people.
Oh, that's him. That's him. That was one of his phrases. That's exactly what he would say.
Oh, good.
He
thank you.
It,
thank you. So,
I
and was there something
that
he really loved about
today.
Your hair, Elizabeth?
Oh, yeah. He loved to stroke my hair. He loved he used
thank
to send
you.
Me out to get my hair colored.
Yay. Okay, because he's showing me. He was really showing me, like, brushing your hair is what he truly was showing me. So, now this, I don't know if this sounds, I don't know if this sounds right for you, if it makes any sense. He's showing me Arizona right now. So, would that be any reason for Arizona or a warmer place to live? Like, did you guys ever talk about that?
Well, I might be moving in the next couple of months. I'm not sure yet.
So, the two places I truly see are Arizona and then I get like a glimmer of Florida.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and I think the thing he wants for you is to make sure, hang on a second. He wants you to make sure you've got all the people around you to support you.
Yes.
So you're not alone.
Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm also hearing something that's saying, please do not trust a man by the name of Frank.
Okay, got you.
Okay.
Don't
all
trust
right.
a man by the name of Frank. Okay, thank you so much.
You're good
I appreciate
luck, Annie.
That.
Take care. You're
all
welcome.
Right. Thanks, bye.
All right, take care. Bye now. Good night.
Go ahead, bye.
So great, I love it. You know, you guys, I say this all the time, I've met some of the nicest dead people. And John just had such an amazing energy about him when he was coming through right now, so it was really fantastic. All right, let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Crystal. I'm calling from New York City.
Welcome to the show, Crystal. What's on your mind?
Thank you for having me. I did a job interview today. And I thought it went well, but they haven't given me a call back as they said they would if they were interested.
Oh, man, I thought
not,
that went well too, ma'am. The energy feels really good around that. And
right.
I'll be surprised if you don't get that, Crystal.
Yeah, me too, because they told me they would give me a call back between 5 to 7 for a follow-up appointment, but they did not. So.
Well, give them a call tomorrow. It felt so good. I've got goosebumps right now. It felt so good. I don't know if sometimes they go back, they look and go like, well, we've got to interview one more person, blah, 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 whatever that is. You know, gosh, honey, I've got goosebumps now. I sure could be wrong. I'm normally not wrong, at least not a lot. And this feels like such a good job for you. So if they don't take you on right now, I'd still be very surprised if you don't end up working at that location at some point or if they're saying, well, we've got to wait a week or something. I mean, I'm not sure what that is, but it really feels good for you.
Okay, great. Sounds awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Feel free with calling me and let me know, Crystal, what happens. All right, honey?
Okay, will do. Thank you. Have a blessed night.
All right. Yes.
Bye.
God bless you. Thank you. You too. Bye. All right. All right. Let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Who is this? And where are you calling from? Hi.
Hello there. My name is Tonetta. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Tonetta, I've never heard that name before, so thank you for being a first time.
Yeah, this is the first
really
time I ever. Yeah, I ever heard of your show. So.
Well, welcome, welcome. So, what's on your mind, honey?
Okay, I need to know, will Desiree reach out and try to contact me other than the telephone? Because I got my phone number changed, we had a falling out, I contacted my phone provider, and I got a new number because I just felt like I needed to do that. So how is she going to reach out if she wants to reach out, if she will reach out?
Well, it's hard because she's really, so this is what I feel when I feel her. Tell me her name again.
Desiree.
She's had a lot of struggles, honey. She's had some, if she hasn't had a lot of struggles, I'll be very surprised. There's a lot of emotional stuff going on there, a lot of hurt, feeling
right,
alone.
Yeah, and me and her
like
have been through a lot of stuff too, yes.
Yeah. So this is what I'm going to tell you. The way it feels, Tanetta, you might need to go over there, send something to her house, you know, have a package delivered, something like that, and saying, I'm concerned, I had to get a new number, please call me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, remember when people fight, are you fighting because you guys are, it's like, I'm right, you're right, or are you fighting to keep the relationship alive? What are you fighting for? If you're fighting because you got to be right, then you're making somebody else wrong, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, there's some things that, you know, that she's doing that's questionable and it's not kosher with me and stuff like that. And,
right.
You know, I caught her in some lies and.
You know, lies are normally out of fear, ma'am.
What's that?
Lies are normally from fear.
Mm-hmm.
Protecting themselves.
Yeah. I mean, I think she didn't want to lose me out of her life and, she
right.
kept, you know, lying and sugarcoating and what, and, you know, the bottom line is, you know, I can't keep living like that. That's why, like I said, I changed my phone number. I really don't want to give her my new number because that's why I changed it, because I
right.
don't want her randomly calling me or texting me. But I didn't know if you saw her, like, maybe reaching out through Facebook or something like that
well,
to contact me.
This is what I'll tell you. I think you are more advanced. You're healthier. You're in a better space
right.
than she is. And
yes.
sometimes if some of the negative behaviors are too overwhelming, then sometimes it's
right.
okay. It's positively okay to take a break. And sometimes you might have to just observe somebody from a distance, checking with, you know, other family and friends, how is she doing, things like that. Or you can just be
right.
really straight with her and say, it really bothers me, you know, what you're doing. How can I help you? I mean, these
right.
behaviors don't work for me. What can I do to help you? Come on. Let's get through this together. So I really think the biggest thing right now, Tanetta, is for you really to go ahead and try to reach out. If you're still in the space where you think you need to keep a distance right now, please remember there's nothing wrong with that. But it really does feel like there is going to be contact that you guys will make, and it might have to be you know, taking the first step. And then if she's still not in a healthy space, then you might have to step back and pray for her growth. All right. All right, good luck, honey. That is such a tough one, and a lot of us have been there with people we love, too. So hang in there, Tanetta. All right, let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mary calling from New York.
Hey, Mary, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
My mind is also on transitioning. I recently started my own business, and it's very fledgling at this moment, and I've also begun trading, and I'm just wondering how things are going to go and if I can just continue down this path and not ever have to work for anyone else again.
How great would that be, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I honestly feel your presence right now, Mary, you feel like there's such beautiful, positive, successful energy brewing around you. Like things are supposed to be coming forward. The one thing that I see may be beneficial around you, you know, the book, The Secret, you know, there's a lot of classes on manifestation. How can I manifest this, manifest that? That might be one of the things that you start using as a mental practice through meditation and visualization, okay?
Okay.
Do you know how to do that or no?
A little. I did take a manifestation course maybe about 6 months ago, and I need to review the materials.
Great. Well, let me give you just a brief. Let me give you just a really brief outline. I'm also a hypnotherapist, and I'm not doing that work right now. I'm doing all my psychic work right now. But what they taught us a long, long time ago, your brain is such a powerful tool. And if you want something to manifest, remember, as above, so below. As a man thinketh, so shall he be, in more ways than one. So you want to keep focusing not on what you don't want, but you want to focus on what you do want, which means they used to tell us the stories where the hypnotherapist would go into the sports room with all of the sports players, and they'd have them sit in a meditative state and have them visualize the end of the game, that they have won it and everyone's cheering and stuff like this. And that's all that they held in their mind. They didn't practice. They didn't practice throws. They didn't practice, you know, certain things that they would have normally practiced, but just holding it in their mind's eye, the end result that they wanted. And that kind of altered the energy around them, and then they would go ahead and they'd be winning the game. So what you do is you hold in your mind's eye that which you are looking at creating. If you are looking at a new home, you are seeing yourself with this amazing new home and you're signing the papers. If you're seeing yourself more slender and healthier, you're seeing yourself with a slender body. And you're visualizing this and you're holding that as the truth. And then eventually your unconscious mind starts following suit and it finds these things that will manifest this in your life. So I would encourage you to look into that.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay, and your energy is really good, Mary, quite honestly. It feels like there's supposed to be success. And you said the one job, I think you were indicating that it's not doing as well as you'd like it to. Sometimes you might go down before you go back up. And sometimes if we look at something that's not fully working out, look at that as an opportunity to look at what needs to be strengthened in that business or what new things you can bring into play. Okay.
Okay. Will do.
All right. Good luck. Good luck. Thanks for calling.
Oh, well,
all right. Take care.
Thanks for all your great advice.
You're so welcome. Good luck now.
Okay.
Very, very nice. Very nice. Okay. All right. So let's see who we have. A lot of people calling in from the East Coast now, too. Hello, caller. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hi. It's Rosemaria from New Jersey.
Everyone's on the East Coast. Come on. All right. Hey, Rose Maria. Welcome to the show, honey. What's on your mind?
Right now, two things, but you can pick whatever comes up to you, either financial with a new job or a long-term relationship.
Well, let me ask you this.
And all
you
that
ever
stuff.
Think about writing a book?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever thought about writing a book?
I did, but don't want to.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. It still might happen later on. I don't know if you're just going to get some free time and just start jotting down little notes or something. But I just want to tell you there's a real strong likelihood that might happen. Okay.
Okay.
And you're talking about your love life. Is there have you been doing a lot of personal growth for yourself?
Pretty much. I didn't go stuff
okay.
and.
Yeah, it feels like you're on a journey. Yeah. That's perfect. That's perfect. Has there been a Michael around you yet?
I have an uncle that's named that. And my ex-boyfriend's brother's name is that.
Okay. Well, I think you're going to be hearing word from and or about a Michael coming in. Okay? And,
okay.
So did you end up, so you have a current relationship right now, right?
I guess you could say that.
Well, something feels very complacent here to me. Very
complacent.
Yeah, right. It doesn't feel like it's like, woo, like this doesn't feel like it's the one, actually.
For me, he is.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, we're... Special connection, but we're not on speaking terms right now. We're not even in the same country.
Okay. So you might want to look at where this is going. And can you really? And you know, if there's nothing wrong if you want to wait 5 or 10 years for somebody until something shifts over there. Nothing wrong with that. You just want to ask yourself, are you able to really bring this into manifestation right now with this person, though? You get me?
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's somebody else around you, by the way, that is very interested in you. If they haven't manifested soon, they'd probably be here, I would think, before June is what I want to say. So before June. So keep your eyes open. I think there's going to be somebody definitely showing you attention that might be really interested in being with you. And feel free to give me some feedback, Rosemary. I'd love it. Okay. All right. Thanks so much. All right. So let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller. Where are you calling from?
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling from New York. It really is an East Coast day. How you doing?
It is. It is. I'm well. And what's your name?
Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here, yes. So my name is Tim.
Yeah, what's your name?
And Tim, T-I-M.
Hey, Tim, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to know if you had any tips or messages from Spirit. I've been trying to bring some new things in. So I've been grounding, doing a grounding meditation where I visualize the chakras, you know, kind of like roots from my foot going down to the earth's core. Just trying to get my energy chakra open. I'm certainly going to listen to that advice. I'm reading a book about the subconscious. I've tried to visualize the things that I want and to pull them towards me. Do you see anything opening up? Is it working? I feel like my spirits are, my guides, they're healing me. I just don't
There's a CD called, or I don't know what they call them anymore, CD, I used to call them tapes, called Reset from the Monroe Institute. It's a HemiSync recording. So when I feel your presence, Tim, I think about that. Mm-hmm. I think you're doing a marvelous job, and I think you're supposed to be winning some money, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. Reset.
I don't know if you've been thinking about winning money or not, but I clearly see money coming around you. And I see a lot more liveliness, like more friends, more social things opening up for you. And at some point, you may actually be starting to I don't know if you were thinking about teaching people meditation. Were you thinking about getting into it that much?
If I could Well, I'm not saying do what you do, but if I can get that wink back from Spirit, then yes, I would love to.
Yeah, it feels like you're supposed to be going into really advancing yourself so much in your craft and in your work that you'll be able to share it with other people. So that's something that I think you will be doing. But again, as soon as I tapped into your energy, Tim, it really felt like, I don't know, almost like a lottery ticket. So maybe it's going to manifest as a winning. Maybe it's going to just manifest as more extra money coming your way through a job or something. But there's more money coming and more prosperity. So that for sure is coming your way. So, again, good luck. And if you want to give me a call and let me know what happens, please, please, please do. Would love to hear back from you. Good luck. All right, let's see who we have next online here.
Oh.
Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Debbie from Louisiana.
Hey, Debbie. First time out of Louisiana. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was like, yay, I got on. I was wondering if you saw me at my job much longer or changing. I've been there going on 5 years now.
Yeah, is there... Well, let me ask you this. I literally see you in an office where everyone loves you. Is that happening right now?
No.
Okay.
The clients.
In an office. Huh?
But not the clients, maybe, but not my coworkers. No.
I think you're going to be in an office where people are very kind of family-oriented, very respectful for each other. It just feels very playful in your office when I see you at this job. And okay. And this is interesting also. I see a tow truck around you. I don't know if you've had any problems with any vehicles or anything like that, or if there's any company tow trucks or something, but remember I said a tow truck. And I also want you to be very careful not to drop anything on your foot for some weird reason.
Too late.
Is it happened?
Too late? Yeah. I mean, not bad. I actually broke my wrist, and I couldn't grip a tape dispenser, and it fell on my foot. But that's
not too
bad. But I do need a new car.
No, it is not that bad, right?
No, it wasn't too bad. I mean, the wrist was worse, but not the toe.
Oh, I'm certain. Yeah, your wrist is going to heal really well, by the way. Now, do you happen to have a dog also, Debbie?
A dog? No.
Oh, you're going to have an amazing dog, ma'am. I don't even know if you like dogs, but I see a beautiful, sweet, loving dog that's going to be with you.
Okay. I have cats.
Well, this looks like a black and white dog. Now, if you're saying you got a black and white cat, okay, but I'm really seeing this beautiful, beautiful dog. Is it?
She's black and white. She's elderly. She's blind.
This looks more like a puppy, though, so you'll have to wait and see when this little puppy comes in.
Okay.
But know that you're going to have some sort of job change coming in. You're going to end up in a really great space. Tonight, again, all these manifestation things that we're talking about are, really, really important. And it's something to stay focused on what you're really looking at creating. In the book, The Secret, they talked about this gentleman that had a really horrible job. I mean, the people were really terrible and nasty to him and stuff like that. And he started visualizing that it was this amazing job. And what was weird was all of the people that were crabby at work and dissatisfied and projecting negativity out on other people, they all left the job. And his job that he had turned into an amazing job. So that's what, you can work with. Huh?
That sounds okay.
I know. So start working your magic, Debbie. Start visualizing all this great stuff going on, okay? All right, good luck, honey. And I hope you make that happen. Well, I know it's going to happen, but I hope you can actually start manifesting and pulling it to you sooner, like Tim was talking about earlier. All right, so let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jade, and I'm calling from New York. How are you today?
I am fine, Jade. Hey, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Okay, this is a question regarding work. So, although I know I'm in a dead-end job temporarily, I am looking for a new job. So my boss asked today for February schedule if I wanted to come in 2 hours early or come in an hour late. So I'm trying to decide what should I do. Should I do the early shift or should I do
early?
Do the early shift.
You want to go in 2 hours early.
Okay. That's what I'll do.
And there's going to be more writing. They're supposed to be, you're supposed to be doing a lot of writing, a lot of paperwork, a lot of support. This is what I want to tell you, and I hope you listen to me. You need to learn that job like the back of your hand. Like everything that somebody needs, you need to know that because then you're going to become indispensable.
Okay.
Do you understand me?
Yes.
If you learn this like it's no one's business, keep asking for more projects, keep asking what else can I do. I'm pretty sure it's this job you're in right now, Jade, but I've got goosebumps when I think about you, ma'am. And if they keep saying, well, ask Jade, she knows. She's done that. That's where you're going to become so valuable that it's going to be hard for them to say, well, we can't let her go. Gosh, she just knows everything. Do you understand me?
Okay, so just keep asking for more work. Well, the job that I'm in right now, this is a dead-end job. So I'm looking
Okay,
for
then
a
it
new
might
job
be the next job you get.
Yes.
Might be the next job you get, but I'm telling you, I know what I'm seeing on you, ma'am. I've seen this in other people, and oh, my God, you have no idea the goosebumps I have for you.
All right. So, I'm taking your advice. So just keep asking, continue to ask for more than one project. And just
yes, ma'am.
And just, I will do that.
Knowledge is power, Jade. Knowledge is power.
Okay, that's okay.
All right.
So just asking the office, or just ask the people that I'll be working for directly.
Yeah, ask the people that you're working for. Some people might surprise you.
Okay.
Okay?
I will follow
all right.
you. Okay.
All right, God bless and take good care. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to tell you guys something. When I do some of these psychic readings, I've had people tell me, these are people I've seen for so many years, and some of my clients have said to me, Jorianne, when you stick your finger in the air and you start pointing it at me, and that's what I felt like I was doing with Jade. It's like, oh, no, you listen. This is what I'm getting. I'm telling you guys, when I get information like that, people call me back later saying, oh, my God, that happened. And so the energy that I was feeling around Jade right now, oh, man. You know, when people do the psychic work, you can't always tell, like, there is no time on the other side for us to tap into, not like the time that we are in this dimension. So you all know, you know, we are all born psychic, and, you know, sometimes it's not supported by our families, or a lot of people aren't familiar with it, you know, or feel comfortable with people being, you know, connected to their intuition and stuff. But just, you know, when you just know stuff, please listen. That is your phone cord to God, to universal unconsciousness. You have to trust what you're hearing, trust what you're feeling. And if you get overwhelmed with something, you know, spirit is overwhelming you because spirit is telling you. You know, we are all also angels to each other. If you feel like you're supposed to tell something to someone, just do it. You know, don't be embarrassed about it. I mean, so who cares if they think you're a little, you know, loopy? What if you're sitting there and something happens and they're like, oh, my God, I wish I'd listened, or, oh, my God, I'm glad I listened. So spirit uses each and every one of us to communicate with each other. So please pay attention, listen to what you're being told by Holy Spirit. All right, let's see who is next online. Hello, caller.
Well,
who is this and
you.
Where are you calling from? Hey.
I'm Deanna, and I'm in South Florida. And Jorianne,
hey, Deanna, how are you doing?
I was wondering if I could call you. Is your phone still 92 at the end?
Yo, my God, how are you, honey? Yes, it is. My number, thank you for saying that. I don't always throw my number out there. So listen, you guys, for a more in-depth reading, 219-940-9292. Again, 219-940-9292, and also check me out. I'm working on my website right now, but it's coffeepsychic.com. And, yes, you still can definitely call me and get a more in-depth reading. Yes, ma'am.
I saw you on something, and I wanted to ask you about that. Anyhow, Jorianne, my health is troubling me right now. What
okay.
do you see?
Did you honestly have any stress around your upper torso, like the lungs or the heart part of the body?
Yeah.
Because that's what it feels like. And I don't know if you've had any. Did they say anything about scar tissue or anything like that at all?
No, I'll talk to you about that more in depth. But
okay.
I've been under so much stress for almost 13 years next June that it's actually killing me. And I've overcome so many things, but
yeah.
this time it's doubtful. So
you know, I'm gonna tell you something. Listen, I'm gonna just say this, and I hope you guys won't look at it as a negative thought here, but there's something to look at about the concept that we're all going to die, and we just are. It's part of the life cycle. We are, and I started the program today with the veil of forgetfulness because we are all highly developed spiritual beings that come down to the planet Earth for lessons. This experience on this planet is almost like a wink in time out of all of the lifetimes that we have had already. So the bottom line is once we cross over, it's going to be like, oh, yeah, this is home. This is where I belong. this is where I came from. So, you know, when we think about the fact that we might be leaving, I think that's the one thing for people to really embrace and look at. How do you hold that concept of when are you going to leave? What is it like? You know, have you gotten complete everything down here? Look at the lessons you've learned. You know, have you made amends with people that you love? You know, I say myself, knock on wood, but I say myself, I have no idea if God's not going to take me tomorrow. And that's the truth. All of us could go anytime.
Mm-hmm.
How is your relationship with God and the universe and how you feel about, you know, are you complete? Do you know what I'm saying?
Not sure yet.
Okay.
Not sure
well,
yet.
You know what? You're going to call me anyway.
So
we'll talk more about that when
call
you call me,
anyway.
Okay? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Call me. And you know what? I'm also extending another special that I had for the New Year special. So for you guys that you want to give me a call, this is the time to do it. I only do this once a year. So go ahead and give me a call if you want to set up. And then remind me about the special, honey, okay, when you call me.
Okay?
Okay? All right.
Okay.
I'll talk to you soon. All right, thanks. All right, bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
To everyone, Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year, everybody, and thank you. You know, I always make a joke, you guys. I always say, I heard a rumor, none of us are getting out of this thing alive. None of us are getting out of this thing alive. And that's the truth. And when I think about heaven and the universal creator and all that other stuff, I know I'll be heading out at some point, and I know where I'm going to be going. So that's just how it occurs for me. So, all right. So something always, make sure you guys are good with your connection with God or whatever you call universal creator or your tight, whatever it is you guys call it, that's where you really want to get grounded. Because all the stuff that's really down here on planet Earth, this is kind of just like, it's all an illusion. It's a school. We're learning lessons. All right, let's see who we have next online here.
Hello.
Hi, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Nicole. I am calling from West Virginia.
Ooh, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show, honey. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I am in a relationship, but we live in two different states, and we've been together for like 4 years. I used to live in Indiana, where he lives at. We're planning for him to come in July.
Okay.
But this Valentine's Day, I want him to come to see me on Valentine's Day, but he's not really feeling good, so I don't know if he's still going to come here for Valentine's Day, and is he going to move here in July with me?
Well, this, again, I sure might not be 100%, honey, but this, if he can't come because he's not feeling well, I would so forgive him and spend as much time as you can online with him, and it you know, boy, I sure could have this wrong, but boy, it sure feels like you're supposed to be marrying this guy, Nicole.
Yeah, I'm engaged, actually. We're engaged.
Yeah. I mean, this feels like your husband already. This feels like this is the one. Like, he is the one. You know, God willing and the creek don't rise. I mean, you know, anything could happen, but I don't think so. I mean, he feels like a real sweetheart. He's completely dedicated to you.
Mm-hmm.
So... And, I mean, are you able to come out here to Indiana?
No, not at the moment. I don't have a car or enough drive. That's what I'm saying. Like, I kind of, my job, too, also keeps me here in West Virginia, so I can't move to Indiana.
Sure.
But we're planning for him to move out here in July, and that will be, you know, the end of the long distance right there.
You betcha. Well, he really does feel like the one. So, again, God willing and the creek don't rise. It really feels like that this, like he's a keeper. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
He is a keeper. So, again, just keep, you know, and plus, darn it, he really feels like he really makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys really are good for
also.
Each other.
Yeah, I was just wondering also if he's going to be here on Valentine's Day because he said he's not really feeling good. He thinks he has COVID. And
he might not be there on Valentine's Day, honey. He might not be there on Valentine's Day. That's why I said you guys should be online if you can. Plus, if he is sick, you're gonna want him to get his rest, right?
Right, exactly. That's why I'm kind of like worried if he does got COVID or whatever. I hope he don't have COVID. Because he does for a living, he works in the hotel industry, and he can easily get it.
Yeah, he easily could get it, yeah. So just again, we still know. You know, we know that this one virus is starting to wind down and get weaker and weaker, and then we know that there's a new strain coming out. And I think the things about washing your hands and sanitizing and wearing the masks, I think that's just a really smart and wise thing to do. And just be careful. But if he doesn't come out on Valentine's Day, that's one of those things where you're probably just going to have to just love the heck out of him from a distance and keep praying for him and make sure that he gets all of his health things taken care of. And you just want to be a good partner and keep reminding him of that. All right, honey, good luck, Nicole. He feels like a real sweetheart. All right, let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. This is Katie in Atlanta.
Hey, Katie. How are you?
I'm great. I actually kind of have like a different question. Sometimes when I say that I want things, or think about having things, a negative thought pops up in my brain, right? So say if I think about having luxuries, right, a negative thought will pop in my brain that it's vain. But I know where I got that from. I got that kind of from my mother. She shamed me for liking or wanting nice things. So I'm just wondering, how do I override that, you know, or let that go or change those emotions? Like, how do I – because I don't know if that's in my way of me attracting what I want.
That is so perfect that you phrase it that way, because you're saying override. And, you know, for people to stop and think about this, when you're born, you are born a blank slate, correct? A little baby comes in. There's nothing that he's been pre-downloaded with already. And he starts growing up, and then he hears things in the family and their belief systems and what they believe is true. And then he grows up in society, and he's got the societal belief systems, and he might have been getting up, and he's feeling like this perfect little kid, you know, great kid, no problems, and he gets up to go on the counter, and he goes for the cookie jar, and somebody catches him, and they yell at him, "You bad boy!" And suddenly, because he already knew, like his psyche was open, and he already knew that he was taking a risk, but he wanted this. And then somebody slams him with a negative thought, and what do you think happens? It sticks like glue. So now he's got this unconscious message like you do. I must be a bad boy. Well, no, not really. You just want to get a cookie and somebody got mad at you. That's how your unconscious mind works. It's like a computer, garbage in, garbage out. And we all have the negative stuff. So one of the things you can do is there's a program you can check out. It's called Landmark Education or Landmark Worldwide. You can check that out. But you can also start using positive affirmations. And what you do is when you hear a negative affirmation coming up, because remember, it's not the truth. It's something you came to believe. Start reaffirming it with positive affirmations until that becomes your truth. Okay?
Yeah.
And there's
a
lot of great exercises out there, but I really think, Katie, you will end up overcoming that situation. All right?
Yeah, thank you. Right. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Good luck. Good luck so much. All right. There's a book up there, too. It's an old book. It's called I Deserve Love and Sexual Pleasure by Sandra Ray. And it's got a great exercise of pulling up, writing down what you want to achieve, and then you have to pull up all the negative thoughts because they'll come up automatically every time you write down the thing that you want. And as soon as you pull it out, you go like, wow, I didn't even think I had that negative belief system stuck in there. So it's a good book to practice. And, hey, you guys, I can hardly believe it. This whole hour has come to pass already. So I want to say thanks for everyone joining us tonight. And remember, stay grounded, stay connected with the universe, with God. Remember who you are so that veil of forgetfulness will get lifted and you'll know what your mission is, you'll know what your contracts are. And if you want to get a more in-depth reading with me, give me a call. It's Jory on the Coffee Psychic, 219-940-9292. All right, we'll see all you guys next week right here at Your Psychic Connection with Jorianne the Coffee Psychic. Good night, everybody.